It's time to head back to the field for the second half of our baseball doubleheader. Once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
All right, back at Duncan Field for the second half of two here tonight. Hastings and Midland University. Midland winning the first ball game by a score of 1-0. An RBI single by Jake Loftus in the second inning. That's all the Warriors needed, as Hastings can manage only three base hits in the opener, and Midland beats Hastings in the first half by a score of 1-0. So again, set for the second one here tonight. Midland now 8-23 on the season, 3-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings is now 10-21. They're also 3-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Starting lineups for game number two tonight, brought to you by CPI, Mr. Tire, with 15 locations in central Nebraska, including Hastings, Juniata, Trumbull, Kennesaw, and Giltner. Midland will start with Miguel Romalo over there at first base. In fact, the position player is pretty much staying the same as game number one. Romalo will lead off and play first. Nate Benz will be the right fielder. He'll bat second. Vinny Orsi will be a shortstop. He'll bat third. Then we'll see Derek Kampschneider, the third baseman. He'll bat fourth. Sean Irzendowski will be the designated hitter here in game number two. He'll bat fifth. Andrew Cassidy will be on left field. He'll bat sixth. Jake Loftus will be your second baseman. He'll bat seventh. Eric Christensen doing the catching chores for Midland here in the second ball game. He'll bat eighth. And Thomas Jurgensen, the center fielder, he'll bat ninth. And Tyler Brungard will be your pitcher for Midland here in game number two. Hastings College will go with Daniel Nealon. He'll lead off and play second base here in the second half for the twin bill. Decker Brown will be your left fielder. He'll bat second. Mike Tomlin, the center fielder, batting third. John Rivera will be at first base here in the second half of the twin bill. He'll be batting in the number four position. Connor Thomas is going to be the designated hitter. He will bat fifth. We're going to see Taylor Ginn for the first time in the conference season. He'll play third base and bat in the number six hole for Jim Bovey and the Broncos. Mac Land will be the right fielder. He'll bat seventh. Gabe Salas will be the shortstop. He'll bat eighth. Brent Hermanison will be the catcher. He'll bat ninth. And Addison Ives will be on the mound for Hastings here in game number two. Your starting lineup's brought to you by CPI, Mr. Tire, with 15 locations in central Nebraska, including Hastings, Minden, Red Cloud, Sutton, and Lawrence. Cooperative Producers Incorporated and Mr. Tire proudly supporting Hastings College Baseball. So Addison Ives was last on the mound last Friday in the second half of the doubleheader against Dort. Picked up a 4-3 win over the defenders. Ives went the first four innings in that ball game, gave up six base hits, three runs, two of those earned, no base on balls, and three strikeouts. He faced 20 batters in the ball game. Then we saw Tyler Stender, Patrick Williamson, and then finally to Mac Lamb. First guy to come to the plate here is going to get a base hit right on by the third baseman for Hastings in the left field. So Miguel Romalo singles us off the ball game. So Nate Benz comes to the plate next. Off and rolling here in the second half of two here tonight. After Midland won the first ball game 1-0, the Warriors only had five base hits themselves in their first contest against Kirby Wells and the Bronco defense, but it was enough to hold up. Here's Nate Benz to the plate next. So a base runner is on at first base here. For Midland, as Addison Ives will look toward first base. There's a bunt laid down. Goes back to Ives on the mound. He goes to second base for one, and they chop down a lead run. The bunt a little bit strong there by Benz as it comes out on the hop to the pitcher for Hastings. Addison Ives, he had plenty of time to get it to second base to record the out there. So Benz will get aboard on the fielder's choice as Miguel Romalo is thrown out on the play from pitcher to second. So there's one man out here in the top half of the first inning, and Vinny Orsi will come to the plate next. Just underway here in game number two. Come on out to Duncan. Temp in the upper 50s here as we get ready to go for this second half of the doubleheader. As Addison Ives throws a strike in the outside corner there, nothing and one to Vinny Orsi. He started the day with a batting average of .337. Man is on at first base as Addison Ives throws one to the plate. That's in there for a strike. Breaking pitch thrown there by Ives, and it's nothing and two to Vinny Orsi. In the first ball game, he had a base on ball, struck out once, and he grounded out once. 0 for 2 in the ball game against Hastings in game number one. One man out here in the top half of the first. Here's the next pitch by Ives. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes now to Vinny Orsi. Midland scores a run in the second inning in that first ball game, and it was enough to hold up for the rest of the contest. One ball, two strikes here to Vinny Orsi. Here comes a pitch by Ives. It's going to be hit on the ground. Slow roller out to second base. Nealon tags out the runner, going to second, and then throws it to first base. A double play. Vinny Orsi hits into a double play as he hits with a slow roller to second base as Nealon just touches the runner going to the bag at second. He gets it over to John Rivera to record the out at first. So a 4-3 double play there, and Hastings gets out of the inning here in the first. Midland scores no runs on one base hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first with a score. Midland, nothing. Hastings coming to bat.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the pitcher for Midland here in game number two is Tyler Brungard. His ERA is sitting at 7.39, and his record is 1 win, 6 losses on the season. He has thrown 31 and a third innings, giving up 47 base hits, 36 runs, 26 of those been earned, 17 base on balls, 21 strikeouts, and teams are batting .331 against him. So Tyler Brungard is a pitcher here for Midland in the second half of this doubleheader. We'll see what Hastings can do as the Broncos really struggled offensively in game number one with only 3 base hits. Daniel Nealon will be up to the plate first to begin the Hastings bottom half of the first inning. No balls and two strikes to him. Here's the next pitch. It can be down low in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. So we'll see what Hastings can do with a guy that is 1-6 and an ERA of 7+. Here on the season, Daniel Nealon, the second baseman up there for Hastings. As the next pitch is going to be down low again, two balls and two strikes. Daniel Nealon and Decker Brown, and we'll see Mike Tomlin here in this ball game. Nealon better than the number 6 hole in game number one. They move him to the leadoff role here as he takes a look at the pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball, and it's now 3 balls and 2 strikes. Like Jim Bovey's got a couple of new guys in the lineup. We've shuffled the order up a little bit here. He's looking for his spark offensively after recording only 3 base hits in the opener. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away, and the count is at 3 balls and 2 strikes. By the way, that Major League Baseball game that was in extra innings is still going on. They're now in the middle of the 14th inning in Cleveland, where the Blue Jays and the Indians are still tied at 4 runs apiece. And here comes the pitch here. It's going to be inside. The ball gets away from the catcher. They throw it down to first base, and it's going to be... Let's say, did they rule it a strike here or what? Now the home plate umpire is going to go out and have a couple of words here with the base umpire. Was that a walk? Was that a strike? And now the head man for Midland is going to come out and have a couple of words with the home plate umpire. That's Jeff Field. It was a check swing here at the plate. The catcher dropped the third strike, so if that was the case, if it was a strike, they just threw it down to first base to retire Daniel Nealon. That was a pitch inside. And he caught his swing. It would have been a ball, and a base on balls given up there by Midland. Now a Field is showing exactly what happened there with an illustration right in front of the dugout, and they're still talking things over. And now Field wants to talk with the base umpire as well. So we got a little confusion here to begin the Hastings half of the first. Daniel Nealon is standing at the bag at first base right now as the Conversation continues. So again, checking the scoreboard, Major League Baseball, Toronto and Cleveland tied up at 4 runs apiece. They're in the bottom of the 14th inning. Other scores in the American League today, the Tigers beat the Red Sox by the score of 3-2. Now Jeff Field is returning back to the Midland dugout, and Daniel Nealon is aboard there at first base. So we assume that was a base on balls there, so that's going to bring up Decker Brown coming up next. He's going to lay down a bunt. Again, fielded there by the pitcher. He goes to first base. He's retired. So the sacrifice works as that Decker Brown is thrown out on the play from pitcher to first. Moving down to second base on the play is going to be Daniel Nealon. Mike Tomlin comes to the plate next. Tomlin, a center fielder here in game number two. Tomlin was 0-for-3 in the first ball game. Started the day with a batting average of .296. Grounded out, lined out, and grounded out in his three attempts there in game number one. Go back from the left-hand side. Now a runner is on at second base. Here comes the pitch here by Brungard. A hard-throwing fastball there is going to be down low and in the dirt. Eric Christensen is behind the plate here for Midland in game number two. Camp Schneider is your third baseman. Orsi's over there at shortstop. Loftus at second base, and Romalo is at first. That's the same infield they had in game number one. Here comes the next pitch there by Brungard. He's going to be in there for a strike. And it's now 1-1 here to Mike Tomlin. The three outfielders also the same as the first ball game. Cassidy out in left, Jurgensen in center, and Bence out there in right field. So Tyler Brungard working from the stretch with a runner on at second base. Here comes some breaking stuff here to the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball. That's now 2-1. 2-1 the count here to Mike Tomlin. John Rivera will be next, and then Connor Thomas. Hastings batting in the bottom of the first after dropping the opener today by the score of 1-0 to Midland. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be popped up a mile high out in left field. Settling under it out there is going to be Cassidy, and he makes the catch and gets it back to the infield. So Mike Tomlin flies out to left field. That's going to be the second out of this first inning. And now John Rivera comes to the plate next. Rivera batting in the number four position, started the day with a batting average of .313. He was 1-for-3 in game number one. He had a single back there in the sixth. Hastings with only 3 base hits in the opener. As they worked against Zach Medlick for Midland. Here comes the pitch to the plate. That's going to be inside for a ball. That's now 1-0 here to John Rivera. Get to the National League, Major League scores coming up here. Cincinnati Reds beat the Marlins today by a score of 4-0. So the Marlins now 0-2. There's a fly ball toward right field going over toward the foul line and unable to make the catch is going to be Bence, the right fielder. 1-1. Other scores from the National League today just underway. The Dodgers are playing in San Diego against the Padres. No score in the top of the third inning. The Mets beat the Braves today by a score of 1-0. Also a final score, Philadelphia over the Pittsburgh Pirates 1-0. Final score, it was the Nationals over the Cubs by a score of 2-1. No score here between Hastings and Midland in game number two of our doubleheader. Next pitch is swung on, hit right back to the pitcher, bobbles the ball. He picks it back up and goes to first base. That catches John Rivera. And now the Broncos are out of this first inning of play as Rivera grounds back to the pitcher to end the first. So Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. We go to the second inning with a score. Hastings nothing, Midland nothing.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another. Of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, committed to compassionate care.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
First round of the Masters in the books. We see Lee Westwood is going to have the lead after one round. He's at minus five. So minus five is the leader of the Masters. That's Lee Westwood. So now we've got Midland batting here in the second inning of play. No score between the Warriors and the Broncos. There's the ball hit to center field. That's going to be a base hit. So Sean Urzendowski, the catcher, Derek Kampschneider, is the guy who leading off here in the second inning. He singles to center field. So now it's going to be Sean Urzendowski coming to the plate next. He's the designated hitter here in game number two. He was behind the dish in game number one. So Midland got their leadoff man on in the first inning of play and could not score. Hastings turning a double play there. Now Kampschneider is aboard here at first base. A quick throw over the first base by Anderson Ives. Not in time. It was close over there. Urzendowski to the plate next. The DH here for Midland in game number two. So Addison Ives working here for Hastings College. There's another quick throw over the first base. And that time they got him. Diving back in there was Kampschneider, but not in time. The tag applied there by John Rivera. Quick throw there by Addison Ives to first base. They pick him off. So Kampschneider gets aboard on a single. The first play over there at the bag was close. The second one, they get him as he is picked off of the bag at first base. There's the ball hit to short, fielded there by Salas. His throw to first base is going to be in time. Big stretch there by John Rivera over at first base. So Salas makes the play on the ball there, catching Sean Urzendowski over at the bag. And now Andrew Cassidy comes to the plate next. He's the left fielder. So Addison Ives makes the play on the ball there, picking off the first base runner. And then Urzendowski is retiring the play. A nice play by Gabe Salas at shortstop. And now Cassidy comes to the plate here. Cassidy was 0 for 3 in the first ball game, flew out three times and sticks a strike there. Nothing in one to Andrew Cassidy. He started the day with a batting average of 250. Midland with a couple of base hits here in the ball game, but nothing to show on the scoreboard. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit toward right field. Mack Land settles under it and makes the catch. Three up, three down here for Midland with a pickoff by the pitcher for Hastings, Addison Ives, as Andrew Cassidy flies out to right field to end the inning. Midland scores no runs on a base hit. No errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the second with a score. Midland nothing. Hastings nothing.
After an accident, you need the Get It Done Guarantee
from the new Jansen Auto Body.
Free 24-hour towing to the shop.
Flexible hours for easy estimates.
They'll even come to your home or work.
They conquer the paperwork.
And your repairs will be done on time.
Click JansenAutoBody.com.
Jansen Auto Body, spelled J-A-N-S-S-E-N.
On East J in Hastings. Lock this into your cell phone.
402-463-5001. J-A-N-S-S-E-N.
Got it done.
It's time for CPI Mr. Tire's Tire Sale. The Mastercraft Strategy is long wearing, quiet riding, and on sale starting at $85 each. The Cooper CS4 Touring has all-weather dependability and starting at only $90 each. The Cooper Discover AT3 gives you stability for your light truck starting at $125 each. CPI Mr. Tire includes free mounting, balancing, rotation, and road hazard warranty, and they're close to you all across central Nebraska.
KHAS.
Hastings College baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings batting here in the second inning of play. No score between the Warriors and the Broncos in game number two. Connor Thomas up there. He's the designated hitter for Hastings here in the second half of the twin bill. There's a bouncing ball towards short. Orsi has got it. Goes over the first base. That's in time. Connor Thomas retired in the play. From Orsi to the first baseman over there, Romalo for Midland. And coming up now is going to be Taylor Ginn. Taylor Ginn did not play in the first ball game, but he's playing at third base here. Defensively for Hastings in this ball game, he's a freshman out of Parker, Colorado. 6'1", 185 pounds. Taylor Ginn to the plate. He's got a batting average of 143 on the season as he takes a look at the pitch there. It's going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Ginn has got four base hits and 28 trips to the plate. He has scored two runs. He's got one RBI. No extra base hits so far this year for Ginn. He has struck out five times. He has walked four times. So getting a chance here after the Broncos were struggling offensively in game number one. Takes a strike here. The count to him is a two balls and one strike. So Taylor Ginn getting a chance to play here in the second half of the doubleheader against Midland. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Two balls and two strikes now to Ginn. He's a right-handed hitter. That's from the right side. Where's number 27 in that crimson uniform here? Here comes a 2-2 pitch. It's swung on, hit toward first. Fielded there by Romalo. He goes over and touches the bag. And Ginn is retired in the play. Three unassisted. Now Mack Land will stroll to the plate next. Land is the right fielder here for Hastings in this ball game. Land in the first one this afternoon. He was 0 for 3. Did reach on an error in the second inning. Struck out once, flew out once. Land started the day with a batting average of .227. Here comes the pitch here by Brungard, hit on the ground again. That's going to get through there for a base hit. Knocked down out there by the shortstop, but on the edge of the outfield grass and unable to control it, but knocks it down from going in the left field. So Mack Land's going to get aboard here. That's his first base hit of this doubleheader. It comes with two men out here in the second inning of play. Gabe Salas coming up there next. Salas is the shortstop. Salas in the first ball game. Flew out three times. Twice to center, once to left. Salas batting in the number eight hole here. Takes a look at a fastball there. It's going to be right in there for a strike. Salas started the day with a batting average of .195. So Hastings with a base runner. That's Mack Land down there. We're still scoreless in the second half of two here today. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. And Salas looking at one ball and one strike. Land stealing bases so far this year for Hastings. 0 out of 1. Got an average lead over there right now. Here comes the pitch to the plate. Another fastball. It's going to miss outside. And the count is at two balls and one strike. Two balls and one strike here to Gabe Salas. Brent Hermanison will be up next. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. Quick throw down to first base. Not in time. Getting back in there was Land. And here at the plate now, the count is at three balls and one strike. Hastings on the road for the first time during the conference season tomorrow. They will play at Nebraska Wesleyan in Lincoln. Here comes the 3-1 pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike, and we're full now with three balls and two strikes. Two men out here in the second inning of play. Hermanison still with his shin guards on, the catching equipment in the on-deck circle. Waiting here. Three balls and two strikes. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. So Gabe Salas gets aboard here. That's the second walk of the ball game given up there by Tyler Brungard. Running down to second base on the play is going to be Mack Land. Gabe Salas is on at first. And now Brent Hermanison will come to the plate next. Hermanison, the catcher, the number nine hitter in the batting order here for the Broncos. Hermanison started the day with a batting average of .190. He had a double on the fifth inning. One of the three hits that Hastings had. And he fouled out down the line in right field in his only other attempt up there in the third. So he was one for two in game number one. Hastings with base runners on at first and second base. Runs have been far and in between here in this doubleheader so far. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. Blocked there by the catcher, Eric Christensen, as the ball goes ricocheting off of his chest protector out in front of the dish here. One ball and one strike with two men out in the second inning of play. Other games going on in the conference today in baseball. You've got Dakota Wesleyan at Briar Cliff. Dort against Morningside in Sioux City. And Northwestern is playing in Yankton against Mal Marty. Midland here against Hastings. There's a swing and a miss. Had him fooled there. Hermanison way out in front of that one. Swings and misses. And the count is at one ball and two strikes. Tyler Brungard working on the mound here from Midland, looking in for the sign from his catcher, Eric Christensen. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low again. Scooped up out of the dirt by Christensen. Now the count is even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hermanison so far this year has got 8 strikeouts. He has walked 5 times. Standing with a bat in hand here. Right-hand batter's box. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. The ball's going to be popped up. Popped up in center field. Going to be called out there by Jurgensen, and Jurgensen settles under it and makes the catch. Runners were going on the pitch, but all for naught as Brent Hermanison flies out to center field to end the inning for the Broncos. So no runs, 1 base hit, no errors, 2 left. We go to the third inning with a score Midland nothing, Hastings nothing.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field. No score between Hastings and Midland here this afternoon. Stretching into this evening now. Got some other games in the conference completed. It was Briarcliff beating Dakota Wesleyan today. First half of a doubleheader, 6-5. Morningside and Dort, they've already finished up their twin bill. It was Morningside sweeping door today. Scores of 8-2 and 19-1. Hastings losing the first half of the doubleheader here to Midland by a score of 1-0. Addison Ives still out there for Hastings here in inning number 3. As a Midland comes to bat here. This is Jake Loftus to the plate now for Midland. To begin this third inning, there's the ball hit down the line at third. It's going to be in foul territory. Loftus is the guy who had the RBI single in the second inning of the first ball game to drive in the only run of the ball game as the Warriors beat the Broncos 1-0. He also had another base hit later in the ball game in the fifth and grounded out in the seventh. So he was actually 2-for-3 in game number one. Takes a pitch there that just misses in the count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Loftus started the day with a batting average of .206. But he was a hero in game number one, batting here the number 7 position again here in the second ball game. Addison Ives working. Here comes the next pitch. He's going to be in there for a strike. And the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2-2 the count here to Loftus. Eric Christensen, the catcher, would be next. And Thomas Jurgensen, the center fielder. Midland batting here in the third. This one's scheduled for 7 here at Duncan Field tonight. Addison Ives working from the stretch, although nobody is on the base pad right now. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, 3-2. I was still trying to make the transition from really being a reliever last year for Hastings College and now moving into the starter's role, pitching the second game of the series for the weekend. Here's the next pitch. It hits him. Pitch came inside and it hit Jake Loftus, so he gets a free pass. So he's hit by a pitch here in the third, and now Midland's got a base runner. In fact, they had their leadoff man on in the first 2 innings and came up empty. Ives picked off the guy in the second inning. And Hastings turned a double play in the first inning. Eric Christensen comes up there now for Midland. He will bat from the right-hand side. This will be his first plate appearance. Lays down a bunt and fouls it away. Eric Christensen will come back now. Right-hand batter's box for Midland. Christensen so far this season with batting average of .250. He's got 10 base hits and 40 trips to the plate. Scored a run. A couple of doubles to his credit this year. He does have a home run, 6 RBIs. Catching for Midland here in game number 2. Struck out 14 times. He has walked 8 times. Squares around the bunt again. Pulls it back. Quick throw down to first base. And diving back in there is going to be Loftus. Tag applied by John Rivera, but not in time as Loftus gets back in there. Count at the plate is at one ball and one strike here to Eric Christensen for Midland. Christensen is sophomore out of Elkhorn, Nebraska. There's a quick throw to first base, and that's not in time. Again, diving back in there was Loftus, right-hand tag in the bag. One ball and one strike here to Eric Christensen. Jurgensen would be next in the top of the order again, and Miguel Romalo scores around a bunt, laid down here. Left side, mishandled by the third baseman. It's still running loose in the infield, and everybody's going to be safe. Taylor Ginn came in from third. He couldn't handle it. The pitcher Ives was over there. It goes rolling loose out here in the grassy portion of the infield, and an infield single there for Christensen. So now we got runners at first and second base for Midland. Now a courtesy runner comes out and runs for Christensen at first base. So a hit batter and a single here for Midland in the third inning. And the Warriors now have a couple of base runners. Coming out to run for Midland over there at first base is going to be John Nadels. Nadels coming out. He was the designated hitter in game number one, but he'll run now at first base. Runners are on at first and second for Midland. This is Jurgensen at the plate next. He squares around the bunt, and he fouls it away. So Midland playing this small game here, trying to get a runner into scoring position. We got nobody out in the third inning in this scoreless Great Plains Athletic Conference baseball game here tonight. And only one run was scored in the first ball game with eight base hits between the two teams. Five by Midland, three on Hastings. No score here in the top half of the third. Addison Ives looking in for the sign. He's got it. Here comes the pitch to the plate. Bunt laid down, third baseline. It's going to curve over into foul territory. No balls and two strikes. Hastings on the road tomorrow, playing in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan. In fact, it's going to be a while now before Hastings College gets back home. Nebraska Wesleyan tomorrow, next week, Morningside and Briar Cliff at a non-conference game on a Tuesday night against York. They've got a series at Mount Marty and Dakota Wesleyan before Hastings plays York again on the 24th of April back here at home at Duncan Field. Here's the 0-2 pitch to the plate. Swung on, hit back to the mound. Ives goes to third base for one. Back at, whoop, they're going to hold on to it over there at third. Ginn was looking to maybe go back across the diamond, but was not going to have time. So Jurgensen's going to get the board here in the fielder's choice. As they go to third base and chop down Jake Loftus over there. So now there's one man out. Runners are still in first and second base. Now we got the top of the order in Miguel Romalo. Romalo had a single to begin the ball game here for Midland. He will take a strike here. Nothing in one. First ball game. What did he do? He had a single and three trips to the plate. Grounded out twice, struck out, grounded out once, and struck out once. So on the day with a batting average of .287. Runners are on at first and second base now for Midland here in the third. With one man out, Addison Ives looking, goes to the plate. Ground ball. Salas at shortstop goes to second for one over to first base. That's not in time. So they get the runner over there at second base. That was Jurgensen. And now there's two men out. Moving along to third base on the play is going to be Nadels running for Christensen. So a man is on at third base. Now coming to the plate will be Nate Benz. He's the right fielder. Avery's on a fielder's choice back there in inning number one. He was hitless in game number one as well. Struck out once. Reached on an error. So Midland with a chance to do some damage here in the third inning, but Hastings playing good defense. And here's a foul tap on the third base side in front of the Bronco dugout. We mentioned the Broncos scheduled out until April 24th. Will Hastings be at home? And then we've got the last two series of the conference season at home as well, and they could be big ones. Doane and Concordia to finish things off. There goes the runner at first base. Pitch is going to be in there for a strike. To throw down there is a cutoff. Looking at the base runner maybe coming home from third. So now runners are on at second and third base. Jurgensen is on at second. Nadals is over there at third base. And the pitch at the plate here is at no balls and two strikes. Next one is going to be inside. One ball and two strikes now. So base runner at third, and the base runner is at second. They count one ball and two strikes here in the third inning of play. Here comes Addison Ives. Next pitch, the ball is going to be hit to a right field. That's a base hit. Picked up by Land. The Dells is going to score, and Midland is on the scoreboard. So Nate Bentz singles to right field to drive home a run. The Dells comes in to score to make it a 1-0 ball game here for Midland. Runner moves along to third base on the play. Now coming to the plate next is going to be Vinny Orsi. Romalo's down there at third base now for Midland. Bentz is on at first base. A run is in. That's Nadell is scoring there as he taps the plate. There's still two men out here in the inning. And Vinny Orsi comes to the plate next. He hit into a double play his first time up there. Orsi started the day with a batting average of 337. 0-for-2 in game number 1 with a walk in the first inning. Here's the pitch to him. It's hit again at third. Bobbles the ball again and picks it up. Goes to first base. It's not in time. Another run comes in to score as the Romalo comes in from third to score. Vinny Orsi will get aboard here. Running down to second base on the play is going to be Bentz. That's going to be an error chalked up on the third baseman for Hastings, Taylor Ginn. That was one of the guys that Jim Bovee inserted in the ballgame here in game number 2 today. So Taylor Ginn unable to make the play down there at third base. Now Derek Kampschneider comes up there next. It's now a 2-0 ball game as Midland has got the lead for Hastings. Romalo comes in from third base to score. Kampschneider will take a pitch outside here. One ball and no strikes to Derek Kampschneider. Had a single back there in inning number 2. Addison Ives looks at second base, throws a fastball to the plate. That's going to miss upstairs for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Here's Andowski, the designated hitter, would be next. So 2-0 is the score now. Midland has got the lead as they bat here in the third inning. There's Ives wheeling towards second base and back in there without a throw is Nate Bentz. Kampschneider 1-for-1 so far here in this ballgame. But just as he got aboard, he was retired as he was picked off of the bags at first by the pitcher. There's the ball hit to right field. That's going to be a base hit picked up out there by Lamb. Around the bag at third and now staying put down there is going to be Bentz. So Kampschneider gets aboard here with a single to right field. And now the bases are loaded here for Midland. As Sean, here's Andowski comes to the plate next, the designated hitter. He grounded out his first time up there, and now the pitching coach, Blake Marquardt for Hastings, is going to come out and have a word with his pitcher, and Addison Ives. So Midland has played a couple of runs here in the third. They've got the lead over Hastings College. Here's Andowski comes to the plate next. Sean Yerzandowski started the day with a batting average of 323, one home run and 14 RBIs. Ives will stay out there. It was a quick little conference. Here's Andowski. He's got two doubles, a triple, and a home run with those 14 RBIs so far this year. Number 24 in his uniform as he steps in there to face Ives and the Broncos. 2-0 is the score. Midland's already matched their hit total from game number 1. They've got 5 hits on the board already here in game number 2 through 3 innings. So here's Andowski comes to the plate. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one. What if Hastings can get out of here with no further damage done to be a blessing. Midland has got the bases loaded here in the third, already with 2 runs in. This is the 8th guy to come to the plate here for Midland. There's a fly ball toward right field. Mack Land settles under it and makes the catch. And the inning is over as Yerzendowski will fly out to land out there in right field. But Midland scores two runs here in this third inning of play. They got three base hits, one error on Hastings, and three men left on base. We go to the bottom of the third now with a score Midland 2, Hastings nothing.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Hastings Link to school closings. Hastings Link to weather cancellations. Hastings Link to event postponements and delays. Nebraska's weather can really mess up your plans. Keep yourself up to date when Mother Nature changes your schedule. HastingsLink.com has it all. Click the Bruce Furniture weather thread icon and see school and church closings, snow emergencies, sports and event postponements, and more. Bruce Furniture. No hidden fees, no surprises. Just right for you in Hastings, Holdridge, Alliance, and Kearney. Weather thread closings at HastingsLink.com.
1230 KHAS.
Softball action today. York College beat Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 2-0. Action from the GPAC here today. Hastings lost the opener, if you're just joining us, 1-0 to Midland. They're trailing now by a score of 2-0 in the nightcap. So Hastings now coming to bat here in the bottom half of the third. Tyler Brungard is the pitcher here for Midland. There's a ground ball towards second. Loftus has got it, scoops it up as he goes to first base. That's in time. Daniel Nealon is thrown out of the play from second to first. Decker Brown comes up there next. Hastings with one base hit here in this ball game. They had three in the opener. Brown laid down a sacrifice in that first inning for Hastings after Daniel Nealon got aboard with a base on balls. No balls and one strike down to Brown as he takes a strike here. That's from the right-hand side. Here comes the next one. It's going to be in there for another strike. Jim Bovey looks lonely over there in the third base coaching box. He is not seeing a lot of base runners over there. No balls and two strikes here to Brown. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit right back to the pitcher. He knocks it down, grabs the ball, goes to first base. It's in time. Tyler Brungard, a hard hit ball right back to this pitcher's mound. He knocks it down and picks it up off of the turf and throws it over there to first base. It's in time. As Decker Brown is retired in the play from pitcher to first, Mike Tomlin comes up there next. Tomlin, the left fielder here for Hastings, actually the center fielder. He hit one to left back there in the first inning of play. Yeah, we'll take a pitch outside for a ball here. First ball game, he grounded out twice and lined out once. So he's 0 for his last four here in this doubleheader. Tomlin waiting in the left-hand batter's box. There's the next pitch to him. He's going to be up high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Tomlin had a big base hit in the second half of the doubleheader on Saturday. That win over Northwestern had a triple to get things started as Hastings scored two runs there in the seventh inning to beat Northwestern by the score of 4-3. He's ahead on the count here at 3-0. Here comes a 3-0 pitch right down the pipe there at 3-1. Tomlin taking all the way on that one. John Rivera is due up there next for Hastings. Broncos trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-0. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. Hastings now with a base runner as Mike Tomlin gets a walk. That's going to be the third walk of the ball game given up here by Tyler Brungard. Now John Rivera comes up there next. Hit one back to the pitcher his first time up there. Rivera, the DH in game number one, grounded out twice and a single. There's the ball hit to the right side. That's going to get through there for a base hit in the right field. Picked up by Bentz out there. Runner stays put at second base. That's going to be Tomlin. So Hastings now has got base runners at first and second base for Connor Thomas. That ball hit right between the first baseman, Romalo, and also the second baseman, Loftus. Picked up there by Nate Benson, right field. So Hastings with base runners at first and second. Connor Thomas, the DH, up there next. He grounded out his first time up there. So he's 0 for 1. Connor did not play. At least he did not have an official at bat in game number 1. Here's the pitch to him. It swung on and missed. A fastball that Connor could not get around on. Nothing in one to Connor Thomas. Connor started the day with a batting average of .236. 13 base hits and 55 trips to the plate here for the Broncos. Next pitch to him is going to be down low. Ball scooped up there by Eric Christensen, the catcher. And the count is sitting at 1-1 now to Connor Thomas. Connor has got a couple of triples to his credit so far this year. No homers. 8 RBIs. That's from the right-hand side. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to him. It's going to be popped away in foul territory, and it gets out of play on the first base side. And the count is sitting at 1-2 now to Connor Thomas for Hastings. Thomas is a sophomore out of Millard North, 5'7", 175-pounder. 1-2, two men out here for Hastings in the bottom of the third. Next pitch is going to be fouled away again. First base side, out of play. Count remains at 1-2. Taylor Ginn, the third baseman, is in the on-deck circle here for Hastings. Would like to get a chance in inning number 3. Tyler Brungard, your pitcher, working from the stretch with runners on at first and second base. There's some off-speed stuff that misses outside. Ball gets away momentarily from the catcher, Christensen, but not far enough. The base runners stay put at first and second. Rivera is on at first base. Mike Tomlin is on at second. Broncos batting here in the bottom half of the third inning, trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-0. Runner from second base going, a swing and a miss, and the inning is over. Mike Tomlin was going for second base. Connor Thomas, a high fastball, and can't connect there, and he strikes out. That's going to be the first strikeout of the ball game for Tyler Brungard, and the inning is over here in the third. Hastings scores no runs on one base hit, no errors, two left. We'll go to the fourth inning with a score of Midland 2, Hastings nothing.
Who would have thought that at last year's Taste of Home Cooking School, Guy Klinzig would burst out of the kitchen dressed as Elvis?
Born through a party in the county.
Or that there would be not one, but two culinary experts. What might happen this year? Guy knows, and he ain't telling. But we can tell you that this year, Russ's Market and Ken's Appliance are the presenting sponsors April 26th at the Adamson County Fairgrounds. That B&B Carpet of Donovan is giving away a $1,000 gift certificate, and the first 500 in the door are guaranteed a recyclable swag bag with dozens of goodies. Brought to you by the City of Hastings. Allen's of Hastings sponsors the VIP tickets, which includes upfront seats and an autographed Taste of Home cookbook. And, oh yeah, now over 50 displays and booths, plus a food court. Log on to tasteofhomehastings.com for ticket locations. That's tasteofhomehastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
So we head to the fourth inning. It's Midland out on top of Hastings by a score of 2-0. Broncos have now gone 10 innings without scoring. 7 in the first one, 3 here. Addison Ives comes back out. He'll throw for Hastings here in the fourth. Midland scoring both of their runs in the third inning of play. And here's Andrew Cassidy to lead things off for Midland as he fouls away this first pitch in the fourth. By the way, the Toronto Blue Jays scored 3 runs in the top of the 16th inning tonight. They've got the lead over Cleveland now 7-4 as they enter the bottom of the inning. Cleveland will bat here trailing by 3 runs in the middle of the 16th inning in Major League Baseball in the American League. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 1-1 here to Andrew Cassidy, the left fielder. He flew out to right field his first time up there. Here comes the next pitch by Ives, hit on the ground toward Ginn at third, foul territory. 1-2 now to Andrew Cassidy. Loftus will follow him. Christensen in the hole. Then we'll see Thomas Jurgensen. Lights are coming on here at Duncan in the second half of the twin bill after Midland beat Hastings in the opener 1-0. Kirby Wells, the losing pitcher for Hastings, is Zach Medlick. Was the winning pitcher for Midland. Next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone. 2-2. Kirby today gives up just 1 run, had 6 strikeouts, 2 walks, gave up 5 base hits, and he got the loss. It's now 2-3 on the season. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be upstairs for a ball. And it's now 3 balls and 2 strikes. Midland had their leadoff man on in the first, in the second, and also in the third. And now they got the count full of 3-2 here to Andrew Cassidy to lead off the fourth. There's the ball poked to left center field coming over. And did he make the catch out there in left field? He did. Nice catch out there by Decker Brown. Looked like it was going to get down in the gap there. Decker Brown comes over to make the catch and the ball out there in left field, and he hangs onto it to record the out. So Andrew Cassidy flies out to left field to begin the fourth inning. A nice play there by Decker Brown. So the base pads are empty, and Jake Loftus will stroll to the plate next. Where's number one in that blue and orange uniform here as he comes to the plate for the second time here in this ball game? He was hit by a pitch back there in the third. He will take a strike there on the outside corner, nothing and one. Loftus in that first ball game had that RBI double in the second inning. That was all the Warriors needed. Also had a single back there in the fifth. Grounded out in inning number seven. So he was 2-for-3 in game number one. He takes a strike here. No balls and 2 strikes to Jake Loftus. Started the day with a batting average of .206 for the Warriors. Addison Nyes working from the stretch here. Here comes the righty to the plate. And it's going to just miss inside. Now 1-2 here to Jake Loftus. Loftus kind of crowding the plate here, but that one misses. 1-2 with one man out in the fourth. Next pitch by Ives is going to be swung on, hit towards short. Salas picks it up. Long throw to first base. Long stretch there by Rivera is not going to be in time. So Jake Loftus gets aboard here. That should be a base hit there for Loftus as he gets aboard. Eric Christensen comes to the plate next. That's the case, a base hit there by Loftus. Salas had to go to his right there and then had a long throw. He was back there on the edge of the outfield grass. Could not make the throw over to first base in time. Rivera with a nice stretch over there, but could not come up with it. So Loftus gets aboard with a base hit. That's their sixth of the ball game here. They've out hit Hastings in this ball game 6-2. There goes the runner at first base. The ball is going to be popped up, and it's going to be in foul territory. First base side. So going back to first will be Loftus. Midland's a team that's aggressive on the base paths. They had 31 stolen bases coming into the doubleheader here this afternoon. 31 out of 40 in stealing bases. They have not done a whole lot today with that particular category. Loftus is 1 out of 1 stealing bases this year. He's the base runner over there at first. Christensen is your batter here at the plate. Taking a lead down there is Loftus. Rivera will hold him on. Addison Ives has already picked off one guy. There's a quick throw over there. That's not going to be in time. Diving back in will be Loftus. Yeah, Ives picked off a man back there in the second. There's a quick throw over to first base, and that one was not in time. Now Addison gets ready to go again. Runner stays put this time. The ball is hit down the line at third base. That's going to be in fair territory out in left field. Picked up there by Decker Brown. Around the bag at second. Heading to third is going to be Loftus. Head first slide down there at second base. Not in time down there is Eric Christensen. Christensen with a head first slide into second base. The throw came in from Decker Brown. They apply the tag, but Christensen gets under the tag. He is in the second base with a double down there. Loftus moves over to third base on the play, and Midland has got something going again here in the fourth inning. Runners are on at second and third base now with only one man out. Coming into the ball game now, running into second base for Midland is going to be John Nadels. Nadels back out there. He was the designated hitter in game number one, so Nadels, who scored a run earlier back there in the third for Christensen, is going to come back out and run at second base. And now Midland has got runners on at second and third and only one man out. Thomas Jorgensen, the center fielder, is due up there next. Jorgensen reached on a fielder's choice back there in the third. Here comes a pitch to him. He's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Thomas Jorgensen. Came in with a batting average of .287 on the season. First ball game, he was 1 out of 2 from the plate. Had a single, and he struck out once. So 1 out of 3 now in the series as he takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. No balls and two strikes here to Thomas Jorgensen as he's batting in the fourth inning of play. Miguel Romalo would be up next for Midland. First base is open. Rivera is your first baseman playing on the edge of the infield grass. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low. The ball gets away from the catcher. Or Madison, and the score is going to come in and score. A runner is going to come in and score from third base. Wild pitch there from Madison Ives, and a runner comes in to score from third. That's Loftus. So now it's a 3-0 ball game in favor of Midland. Running down to third base on the play is going to be Nadels. The count here at the play is at 1-2. That pitch was down low. Hermanison couldn't control it from behind the plate. It goes over toward the first base side. Scoring easily was Loftus. 3-0. Now Midland with a lead in the fourth. Here comes the next pitch by Ives. That ball is hit on the ground right by the shortstop, Gabe Salas, in the center field. The Dallas comes home and taps the plate. It's now a 4-0 ball game. Jorgensen gets the base hit there. Infield was pulled in. That was a pretty sharply hit ball right on by the shortstop, Gabe Salas. He tried to dive to knock it down there at the infield, but couldn't do it. An RBI single by Jorgensen as he singles in the center field. Ball picked up out there by Mike Tomlin. And now Jim Bovey comes out, and we're going to have a pitching change here as Addison Ives has seen his last pitch here in this ball game. It's a 4-0 contest. Midland has got the lead. Pitching change in store here for the Broncos. We'll take a break with the score. Midland 4, Hastings nothing.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the new pitcher for Hastings is going to be Colin Jones. Colin Jones comes out and throws now for Hastings. So Midland has played a couple of runs here in the fourth inning, and that was enough to knock Addison Ives off of the pitcher mound. So Colin Jones is out there now for Hastings. Ives goes 3 1/3, gives up 4 runs so far, 8 base hits, no strikeouts, no walks. He hit a batter. So Jones comes out here now for Hastings. We have the top of the order coming up for Midland here in this fourth inning. That's Miguel Romalo coming up there. He will take a pitch inside for a ball. So Colin Jones comes out now for Hastings. First reliever we have seen. Jones has thrown 6 innings so far this year, giving up 11 hits, 2 runs. Both of those earned. 4 base on balls, 3 strikeouts. ERA at 3.00. Team's batting 407 against him. Romalo is here. The batter right now, he's got a single so far in this ball game. 4-0 is the score. There's a ground ball to the left side of the diamond. That's going to get through there for a base hit in the left field, picked up by Decker Brown. So the second hit of this ball game by Miguel Romalo. He's aboard at first base. Runner moves along to second base in the play. That's at Thomas Jorgensen. And now Nate Bentz comes to the plate next. So Nate Bentz to the plate. Warren Midland is still only one man out. Here in this fourth inning, Ben so far, he had a single his last time up there, an RBI single in the third. Reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning. Back in the number two position here in the batting order, there's a breaking pitch there by Jones. It's going to sail out wide for a ball. Benson, the first ball game, struck out once, reached on a fielder's choice, reached on an error. That's from the right-hand side here. Here comes the next pitch by Jones. A fastball is going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike here to Nate Benz. Colin Jones, 5'7", 170 pounds from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. Freshman for the Broncos. Working from the stretch with base runners on at first and second. Here's the next pitch. Hit on the ground towards second. Nealon's got it. Goes to second for one over the first base. Double play. Hastings gets out of the inning. A double play turn there. So Jones comes out and does his job. Good defense by the Broncos. A 4-6-3 double play to get out of the inning. No further damage done here, but Midland comes up with a couple of runs in the fourth inning. Two runs on four base hits. No errors on Hastings. And one man left on the base pads. We have played 3.5. This one's scheduled for 7. Here tonight between Midland and Hastings, it's Midland 4, Hastings nothing.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. You and your family can rely on our compassion and attention. We help you celebrate your loved one with an uplifting, hopeful remembrance. And we can ease the burden on your loved ones by helping you plan a prearranged, affordable, personalized service. At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball coming your way on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. You can pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. They're not wasting any time here. Hastings right off the bat there. Taylor Ginn was at the plate. Took a whack. The ball went trickling out in front of the plate. Throw down to first base was going to be in time as they catch Taylor Ginn down there. So he is retired in the play. And here's Mack Land coming up there next. So there's one man out for Hastings as we bat here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Hastings trailing by the score of 4-0. There's a fly ball toward right field. Coming over into foul territory is the right fielder, and Benz can't get there. Nate Benz makes a diving attempt out there, but comes up empty. So Hastings had only three base hits in game number one. They lost 1-0. Midland's already got 9 base hits here in the second ball game. They're leading by the score of 4-0. Hastings has not scored yet here in this doubleheader. Mack Land, he had a single back there in inning number two. Land playing out in right field defensively for Hastings. There's a ground ball again. Left side of the diamond. Picked up there by the third baseman. That's a Camp Schneider, and his throw to first base is in time. He moved to his left and got that one off from the shortstop Orsi, who has eyeballs on it there. Had his radar screened on, but Camp Schneider picks it up there at third base and retires. Mack Land over there at first base. 5-3 officially in the books. Gabe Salas comes up there next for Hastings. Salas, he had a base on balls back there in inning number two. Takes a pitch inside here for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Salas in the first ball game. Three flyouts. Twice to center. Once to left. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes to Gabe Salas. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan tomorrow. Broncos on the road for the first time during the conference season playing in Lincoln. Next ball game, or next pitch to the plate here is going to be outside the strike zone. Three balls and no strikes. Next home game for Hastings will be April 24th Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, so he walks him. Gabe Salas gets aboard here for the second time with a free pass. He runs down to first base. Salas has now got 10 walks in the season. Brent Hermanison comes to the plate next for Hastings. He flew out his first time up there in inning number two. Hermanison started the day with a batting average of 190. He was 1-for-2 in game number one. Here's the pitch to him. It's going to be right down the pipe there for a strike. No balls and one strike. The Toronto Blue Jays beat the Cleveland Indians today. Final score 7-4 in 16 innings. 7-4 in 16 in Major League Baseball. Next pitch to Hermanison is going to be inside for a ball. One ball and one strike now. We'll get to the scores from Major League Baseball coming up here. Hastings with a base runner at first base. That's Gabe Salas. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. 2-1 the count. In addition to that, Toronto win today in the American League. Detroit beat the Boston Red Sox by a score of 3-2. Just two games in the American League today. Here comes the next pitch there. It's going to be, again, right down the pipe. On Hermanison, he's looking at a count of two balls and two strikes. National League results today, Cincinnati 4, the Marlins nothing. Top of the fifth inning, the Dodgers leading the Padres by the score of 2-0. Here's the next pitch to the plate, swung on, hit towards second. Loftus has got it, goes to second base for the force out, and Salas, and the inning is over. Hermanison knocks that one right to Loftus at second base. He flips it over to Orsi at shortstop, covering the bag at second, and the inning is over. Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors, one left. We'll go to the fifth with a score. Midland 4, Hastings nothing.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $60 for your entire family, for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join, or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Duncan Field. Midland has got the lead over Hastings in college baseball. 4-0 is the score. As Midland will come to bat now here in the fifth inning of play, this will be Vinny Orsi, number three in the batting order. Derek Kampschneider will follow him, and Sean Yerzendowski. So 3, 4, and 5 coming up here to face Colin Jones, who comes back out here for Hastings. Addison Ayers went 3 1/3 here tonight for Hastings before being knocked out in that last inning after giving up 8 base hits. He's charged with all the runs so far. Could have been more. Hastings turns a double play to get out of the inning. So here's a Vinny Orsi to the plate to start things off for Midland here in the fifth inning. Orsi hit into a double play in the first. Reached on an error. Inning number 3. So he's 0-2 here in this ball game as he pops this in the way out of play. They got it. No balls and two strikes here to Vinny Orsi. Vinny started the day with a batting average of .337. He hasn't been on the base pads yet. Did have a walk back there in the first ball game in the first inning. Struck out once. Grounded out once in that first ball game. Takes a look at this pitch here. It's going to miss outside and down low. And the count of 1-2. Lights are on here at Duncan Field. Hastings playing their sixth straight conference game at home here. As the next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen, the count remains at 1-2. On the road tomorrow for Hastings College, they'll play in Lincoln against the Prairie Wolves of Nebraska Wesley. And that doubleheader gets underway at 1 tomorrow in the capital city. Colin Jones throwing here, the freshman for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled back to the screen again. 1-2 here to Vinny Orsi. Horsey for Midland. Sophomore out of Omaha Gross. 6 foot, 175 pounders. He digs in here. The right-hand batter's box. Battle of the sixes here. Jones for Hastings. Horsey for Midland. As the next pitch is going to be inside and down low. And the count now with 2 balls and 2 strikes. Horsey leads the team in about every major offensive category here, but has not done a whole lot in this one. Now he strikes out, goes after an outside pitch and strikes out. First strike out of the ball game there for Colin Jones as Derek Kampschneider comes to the plate next. Kampschneider, he's 2 for 2 so far here in this ball game. A couple of singles in this contest. Kampschneider in that first ball game, he had a double. Struck out once and a base on balls. So he is 1 for 2 in game number one. Here's the next pitch by Colin Jones. It's going to miss outside. And the count is at 1 ball and 0 strikes. Here's Andowski will be next, and then we'll see Andrew Cassidy. Here comes the next pitch by Jones. Another fastball. It's going to miss inside and down low. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Top of the fifth inning, the Dodgers leading the San Diego Padres now by a score of 3-0 in Major League Baseball. Here's the next pitch by Jones. A fastball hits him right on the side. So a hit batter now as Kampschneider goes down to first base, being beamed by a fastball there by Colin Jones. Other action in the National League. Both games are final. The Mets beat the Braves today by a score of 1-0, and the Phillies over the Pirates 1-0. Earlier today, the Nationals beat the Cubs by a score of 2-1. So right now, out of the 7 games, there's only one still yet to be finalized, and that's in the top of the fifth inning with the Dodgers and the Padres. There's a high fly ball toward right field coming on. It's going to be Lanny. He makes the catch. Yerzendowski flies out to Land out there in right field for the second out of this fifth inning. And Andrew Cassidy comes up there next. Cassidy so far in this ball game, he is 0-2. He started the day with a batting average of .250. He was 0-3 in game number one, so he's 0-5 here against the Bronco pitching staff. Cassidy playing out in left field this evening for Midland defensively. Runner is still out at first base. The pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and the throw down to first base not in time. Diving back in there was Kampschneider. The count here on Andrew Cassidy is sitting at 0 balls and 1 strike. 2 men out from Midland in the fifth inning of play. This one scheduled for 7 here tonight at Duncan. Quick throw by Ives over to first base. Diving back in there is a Kampschneider. Or the Jones. Jones on the mound now for Ives. Colin Jones working for the belt. Now throws one to the plate. That's going to be a fastball and misses outside. 1 ball and 1 strike down to Andrew Cassidy. Jake Loftus will be next. Then we'll see Eric Christensen. Hastings being out hit in this ball game 9-2. Not a whole lot of offense out of the Broncos so far in this doubleheader. Here's the next pitch by Jones. That ball is going to be hit to center field, backing up and grabbing the ball out there for Hastings College. Out in center field is Mike Tomlin. So the inning is over. Andrew Cassidy flies out to center field to end the inning. For Midland, they score no runs, no hits, no errors. 1 man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth with a score. Midland 4, Hastings 0.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings bats here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Daniel Nealon, Decker Brown, Mike Tomlin, top of the order here. They face Tyler Brungard, the pitcher from Midland, who's went all the way. Nealon squares around the bunt, and will take a pitch outside the strike zone. That time he keeps the bat on his shoulder and takes a fastball up high. Two balls and no strikes here to Daniel Nealon. 4-0 is the score. Midland has got the lead after Midland wins the first ball game by a score of 1-0. Next pitch is another fastball. It's going to miss down low. Three balls and no strikes now to Nealon. He had a walk back there in the first inning. He grounded out in the third. Here's the next pitch. A fastball is going to be in there for a strike, 3-1. Nealon in the first ball game was batting in the number six position. Had a base on balls. Flew out to center and he grounded out once. Here comes the 3-1 pitch down low and Hastings has a base runner. So a walk given up there by Tyler Brungard. That's five walks given up now by Brungard in the ball game. He's recorded one strikeout. So five walks is strikeout. He's given up two hits. He's out to a 4-0 lead as he throws another fastball here on Decker Brown that's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike to Decker. Decker laid down a sacrifice in the first inning of play. Grounded out in inning number three. Brungard's next pitch to the plate is going to be down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Decker in the first ball game today was 1-for-3 at a single in the third. Hastings trying to rally back here. There's the ball hit to left field. Cassidy is under it. He makes the catch. So a good ride there given by Decker Brown, but right at the left fielder, Austin Cassidy out there in left field. To record the out, now Mike Tomlin comes up there next. Yeah, our internet service here at the ballpark, courtesy of Blue Force Broadband, provided by Glenwood Wireless. They've been serving Central Nebraska for over 50 years. For more information, email info@shopglenwood.net or you can call 866-756-4746. That's Glenwood Wireless. Mike Tomlin to the plate next. Tomlin 0-for-1 here in this ball game. Had a walk back there in the third. And there's a pitch delivered up there. One ball and one strike to Mike Tomlin. Jim Bovia, lonely coach over there in the third base coaching box for Hastings. There's a throw to the first base, not in time. Nobody's gotten around to third base yet here in this second ball game. Only one guy reached third base in game number one. That was Mack Land in the third inning. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That ball is going to be hit hard, but right toward the center fielder as he drifts over to his left to make the catch out there. That's Jurgensen. He makes the catch out in right center field as Mike Tomlin flies out. Here comes John Rivera coming up there next. Rivera's got one of the two base hits here in this ball game for Hastings. That was back in the third. Also grounded out in his other plate appearance in this ball game. Mack Land's got a base hit in this ball game. John Rivera's got a base hit. Other than that, zero, nothing. There's a bouncing ball toward third, foul territory. No balls and one strike here to John Rivera. Hastings came in with a team batting average. What was it, 243 to start the day. We're going to see some teams with a lot of punch here offensively in the next couple of weeks or so. Hastings is going to have to get something going here offensively. There's a throw over to first base, not in time. Back in there standing up is Daniel Nealon. Two men out for Hastings here in the bottom of the fifth. The Broncos trailing by a score of 4-0. Brungard's next pitch to the plate is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and one strike now to John Rivera. Connor Thomas would be next. Then we'll see Taylor Ginn. Taking a lead down there is going to be Nealon. Brungard will throw some off-speed stuff to the plate. It's going to be outside the strike zone. Now a quick throw down to first base, not in time. Back in there standing up is Nealon. Bronco baseball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Here's the next pitch to the plate. Down low, down the ball, gets away from the catcher. Christensen back to the screen. Running down to second base on the play is going to be Nealon. So Daniel Nealon advances down to second base on the wild pitch of the pass ball here on Midland. And now here at the plate, we have a count of 3-1 to John Rivera. So Rivera looking to get aboard here. Brungard working from the stretch. And we'll throw one to the plate. That ball is hit right by the shortstop, Orzy, in the left field. Coming around and scoring on the play is going to be Nealon as he scores here on the base hit by John Rivera. Rivera hammers that one right by Orsi, the shortstop in the left field, picked up by Cassidy. Nealon comes around from second base to score. The first run of the ball game and the first run of the doubleheader here for Hastings in game number 2. It occurs here in the fifth inning. As John knocks one home, it's now a 4-1 ball game. That's the third base hit for Hastings here in the second ball game. John's got two of them. And now Connor Thomas comes to the plate next. Nealon was running toward third base. That ball nearly hit him as it gets by Orsi, the shortstop, into left field. Connor Thomas now takes a strike here. 0-1. There's two men out, so a two-base hit there by John Rivera drives home a run. Hastings on the board here. Here comes the next pitch by Brungard. That's going to miss. And the count is now even up on 1-1. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 4-1 now. Trying to salvage a split here with this two-game series with Midland. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. So now Brungard running into some problems here, and the bullpen is starting to get active down there in the right field side now for Midland. Here comes the next pitch by Brungard. That ball is going to be lifted to the outfield. Jurgensen drifts over to his right out there in center, and he makes the catch, so the inning is over. Connor Thomas flies out to center to end the inning, but Hastings scores a run. Here in the fifth inning of play, one run on one base hit. No errors on Midland. One man left on base. We've played 5 complete here. This one's scheduled for 7 tonight. The score, it is Midland 4, Hastings 1.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are longstanding values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered health care focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
So Colin Jones stays out there for Hastings. He will throw another inning here, or at least get started in the sixth. Midland out on top of Hastings by the score of 4-1. Boy, what a difference a week makes. Last week, basking in the sunshine out here, temperatures in the 70s and 80s most of the week. Now tonight, we got temperatures in the 60s, and all of a sudden, the blankets have come out, the gloves have come out. The coats have come out here at Duncan. Still 61 degrees here at the ballpark. Just a slight breeze as we get into the sixth inning. Hastings trailing by 3 runs. So Jones stays out there for Hastings. No other lineup changes here for the Broncos. And coming to the plate is going to be Jeff Loftus for Midland. He takes a whack at this one. He fouls it away. 1-1 the count. Loftus, then we'll see Eric Christensen, then Thomas Jurgensen. Those guys who get aboard, we'll see the top of the order again in Miguel Romalo. Loftus has got a base hit and 2 trips to the plate here. He's hit by a pitch. His only other time up there in the second ball game. He'll take a strike here. And they count it 1-2. Loftus has went all the way at second base here in this doubleheader for Midland. Had the RBI single in the second inning to drive in the only run of the ball game. He takes a whack there, a high fastball. He comes up empty and he strikes out. That's his second strikeout of the ball game for Colin Jones since he came on in relief there at the end of the fourth inning. Eric Christensen comes up there next. Christensen is 2-for-2 here in this ball game. He has scored a couple of runs. Here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike. Actually, he won't get credit for the run scored, because he was run for, but he was 2 for 2 with a couple of base hits here in this ball game so far. He takes another strike there from Colin Jones. John Nadellos came on and ran for Christensen after he got those base hits. There's a swing and a miss. Catcher now drops the third strike, throws down to first base. That's in time, so the strikeout is completed there. Christensen went around with it to catcher. Hermanison for Hastings drops that third strike. It went trickling over here to the first base side. Hermanison pounces on it like a cat, gets the ball down to the first baseman, John Rivera, to complete the strikeout. Strikeout number 3 in the ball game now for Jones. He's throwing pretty well since coming on in relief. Thomas Jurgensen comes to the plate next. He had an RBI single his last time up there. He bloops that one out to right center field. That's going to fall in there for a base hit. First pitch that he sees from Jones, he bloops it out there to right center field. A huge gap out there. So Jurgensen will get a base hit here. His second of the ball game. Now Miguel Romalo comes to the plate next. Romalo with a couple of hits here in this ball game. He has scored a run. Midland batting here in the sixth inning of play. They've got a 4-1 lead over Hastings in the second half of our doubleheader. Pitch is going to be in there for a called strike on Miguel Romalo. Romalo is playing at first base. He's went all the way there. In fact, head coach Jeff Field has not made any changes in the doubleheader in his lineup either, with the exception of the pitcher and the designated hitter in this series. Quick throw over the first base, not in time. Diving back in there is going to be Jurgensen. Jones works from the belt, now throws it to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. Outside and down low. 1-1 the count. Nate Bentz would be next, and we'll see Vinny Orsi. There's two men out for Midland here in this sixth inning. Jones trying to get out of here with no damage done. Comes from the belt again, a high fastball, a swing and a miss, a throw down to second base as the runner is going, and it's not going to be in time. So a swing and a miss here at the plate. The count is now 1-2. Jurgensen is in at second base with a stolen base now. Throw was down there from Hermanison, but not in time. So the count here at the plate is at 1-2, two men out. Now with a runner on in scoring position at second base. Colin Jones looks that way, now offers one to the plate. Breaking pitch, that's going to stay inside for a ball. 2-2 to Romalo. He started the day with a batting average of .287. Club in hand here in the right-hand batter's box. Jones has got a sign here from Hermanison. High kick, there's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside. The ball gets away from Hermanison, and running down to third base on the play is going to be Jurgensen. So a pass ball there on the catcher, Brent Hermanison. Running down to third, and now in scoring position, just 90 feet away, is going to be Thomas Jurgensen. 3-2 here at the plate on Romalo. Jones continues to work from the stretch. There's that high kick again. He offers one to the plate, and that's going to be drilled to left field. That's going to be in there for a base hit. Another run is going to score as Miguel Romalo gets an RBI single here in the sixth inning. That drives home Thomas Jurgensen. So that's a 5-1 ball game now. Midland has got the lead over Hastings. And coming to the plate next will be Nate Bentz. Bentz is the right fielder, hit into a double play his last time up there. Had an RBI single in the third, reached on a fielder's choice in the first. He takes a whack at that one and sends it to our right field. There's Land over toward the foul line, across the foul line, and he makes the catch. So Bentz will foul out to the right fielder in Mack Land down there to end the inning, but Midland gets that run back that Hastings played it in the fifth. Midland scores one run on two base hits. No errors on Hastings. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth with a score. Midland 5-1.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Other scores from the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. Briarcliff beat Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 6-5 in college baseball. Morningside taking two today from last place Dort, winning by the scores of 8-2 and 19-1. Midland beating Hastings in the first ball game here, 1-0. Midland's got the lead here in the second contest by a score of 5-1. College softball today. It was York and Nebraska Wesleyan splitting two. York winning the first game 2-0. Nebraska Wesleyan coming back to win the second contest by the score of 3-2. That's your scoreboard update for you from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings batting down here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Looking for some offense here. And the pitcher for Midland stays out there. That's Taylor Brungard. This is John LeMaster at the plate for Hastings. LeMaster batting for a Taylor Ginn. He hits the ball, and it's going to be in the center field for a base hit. Gets by the pitcher Brungard, by the shortstop Orsi. LeMaster gets a base hit here in the sixth inning. So LeMaster batting in the sixth gets the job done here. That's the fourth hit of the ball game for Hastings. And just like that, we've got the head coach for Midland coming out. That's Jeff Field. And we're going to have a pitching change coming up here. So LeMaster will knock out Tyler Brungard from the pitcher's mound. And we've got a pitching change coming up here for Midland. With nobody out in the sixth inning of play, we'll take a break with a score. Midland 5, Hastings 1.
It's time for CPI Mr. Tire's Tire Sale. The Mastercraft Strategy is long wearing, quiet riding, and on sale starting at $85 each. The Cooper CS4 Touring has all-weather dependability and starting at only $90 each. The Cooper Discover AT3 gives you stability for your light truck starting at $125 each. CPI Mr. Tire includes free mounting, balancing, rotation, and road hazard warranty, and they're close to you all across central Nebraska. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
So John Faulkner is going to be your new pitcher here for Midland. He's a senior from Paris, Texas. 5'8", 170-pounder. One of those submarine type of pitchers coming out here now for Midland. So Hastings gets a base runner in the form of John LeMaster, who comes on here and bats for Taylor Ginn and gets a single. Mack Land comes up there next for Hastings. Faulkner has an ERA of 4.15. No wins, no losses. No saves. He's only thrown four in the third innings for Midland this year, giving up four hits, two runs. Both of those earned. One base on balls, three strikeouts. Team's batting .250 against him. So John Faulkner now in relief here of the starter, Tyler Brungard, as Land fouls away this next pitch. And he falls behind it, no balls and two strikes. Tyler Brungard goes five innings, gives up four hits, no runs, one strikeout, five walks. And he's got a 5-1 lead here. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Land. This can be outside and up high for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Lamb, number 7 in the batting order. Gabe Salas will be next. Brent Hermanison would follow him. Hastings down by 4 runs here in the 6th inning. There's a swing and a miss, and Lamb goes down. Strikeout number 1 now in the ball game for John Folkter. Gabe Salas comes up there next. Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHIS. If you're just joining us, it was Midland winning the first ball game by a score of 1-0. Midland got an RBI single from Jake Loftus in the second inning of play, and they made it hold up the entire way. They beat Hastings 1-0 in the opener. Here's the pitch to Salas. It's going to be outside and down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Kirby Wells, the losing pitcher for Hastings in game number 1. Zach Medlick was the winning pitcher for Midland. Here comes the next pitch there by Folkner. It's going to be outside and down low. And now the count of 2 balls and no strikes. Midland out hit Hastings in that first ball game 5-3. Warriors out hitting the Broncos here in game number 2, 11-4. Thus a 5-1 deficit for the Broncos here in this one. As the next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. 3 balls and no strikes here to Gabe Salas. So 3-0 the count here to Salas. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Salas taking all the way. 3-1 the count. Salas has struck out 11 times so far this year. Has walked 9. He takes another strike there on the outside corner. 3-2 the count. Jim Bovey just kind of walks away from the plate there with his back to the plate, walking toward the outfield. Here comes the next pitch. It's hit on the ground. Orsi at shortstop has got it. Flips the ball to second base for 1. Over the first base, a double play for Midland to get out of the inning here in the 6th inning. So a double play turn there by Midland to get out of the inning. That's the first double play of the doubleheader so far. And it came in a big time here in the 6th just as Hastings had a base runner. So Folkner comes on and gets a strikeout and gets the Broncos to bounce into a double play. The 6th inning is over, and we head to the 7th inning now. Hastings scoring no runs in the 6th on 1 base hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. 6 innings in the books. The score, Midland 5, Hastings 1.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, Hastings is going to have a new pitcher. Matt Bennett is going to come on. Jones was out there throwing in between innings, and all of a sudden Matt Bennett comes out of the dugout, and he grabs the ball from Jones, and he's going to throw here in this seventh inning. Bennett is a 6'1", 180-pounder from Denver, Colorado. So Matt Bennett comes out now for Hastings College. That was kind of odd. Jones was out there already throwing. Bennett comes popping out of the dugout, grabs the ball, and he's going to be out there now here in the seventh. Bennett is 0-2 on the season. He's thrown 7 innings, giving up 12 hits, 12 runs, all 12 earned, 7 base on balls, 7 strikeouts, an ERA of 15.43 as he comes on now for Hastings here in this seventh inning. So Matt Bennett, a right-handed thrower, comes out now for Hastings to throw in this seventh inning. The Broncos are trailing in the ball game by a score of 5-1. Not a whole lot of pop for the Broncos here in this doubleheader here tonight. So we'll see what Midland can do here in the seventh inning. Herb Anderson's still going to be behind the plate. We'll check some other positions here. Jim Bovey might be making some lineup changes here as Vinny Orsi will come to the plate here for Midland. And here comes the pitch by Bennett that is swung on, foul tapped. The ball's in one strike now to Orsi. Orsi's hit into a double play. He's reached on an error and he has struck out in this ball game, so he's 0-3 in this one. He was 0-2 in game number one, reached base on a walk. So he's 0-5 here in this ball game. Fouls away this next pitch. No balls and two strikes. Orsi had one of the best batting averages on the team coming in here. He was at 337 coming in. Second on the team to Nate Bentz. Orsi now has a count of no balls and two strikes here. In the seventh inning, next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. 1-2. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our player of the game from our doubleheader here today. Pickings are kind of slim unless something happens here in this ball game. Got our coach's postgame show before we get out of here tonight. Broncos on the road tomorrow playing in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan at a 1 o'clock starting time down in Lincoln. Not until April 24th that Hastings will be back at home. That'll be a non-conference game with York College, and then Hastings will finish things off in what could be some big doubleheaders against Concordia and Doan, depending on what happens here in the next couple of weeks for Hastings. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. And the count now is even up at two balls and two strikes. So Matt Bennett, the freshman from Denver, Colorado, working here in this final inning for Hastings. Right-handed thrower. He's in his full windup here. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. Now three balls and two strikes. Bronco baseball coming your way tonight here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Next pitch is going to be hit to left field. Backing up, and it's going to be caught out there by Decker Brown. Reaches up at the last second, throws the glove up there, and makes the catch out there in left field. So Vinny Orsi will fly out to left field for the first out of the seventh inning. Here comes Kampschneider. Derek Kampschneider comes to the plate next. Kampschneider so far has got a couple of base hits, and he has been hit by a pitch. So he's 2-for-2 so far in this ball game. Matt Bennett winds and delivers to the plate. That's going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the camp. Kampschneider in that first ball game had a double, scored a run, struck out once, and had a base on balls. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. It's hit to third base there. It's picked up across the diamond. It goes, and it's going to be in time. So Hastings gets the first two outs here. Other sitting, fly out, and a ground out. And now we've got the DH coming up there next. Here's Andowski coming up there next. Here's Andowski has grounded out. He's flown out a couple of times to right field, so he's 0-3 here in this one. Here's Andowski was the catcher in game number one. The DH here in this one as he takes a strike in the outside corner. So Bennett's come on to do the job for Hastings here in this seventh inning. Retired the first two guys that he has faced. Now here's the ball. It's going to be popped up right side of the diamond. Foul territory. Rivera over near the fence, and he can't make the catch. So here's Andowski. He gets some new life here as he comes back to the batter's box. There's a slight breeze blowing in on the hitters here. Temperature in the lower 60s. Major League Baseball, only one game going on here tonight. It's in the top of the seventh inning now out west. The Dodgers are out on top of the Padres by the score of 3-1. Everything else in the books here tonight. Kansas City Royals will start their season tomorrow night playing out west against the Los Angeles Angels. 9:05 for the first pitch. We'll have it for you on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5 beginning at 8:30 tomorrow. There's a ball hit over the head of the second baseman in the right field, picked up by Lamb. So a base hit here by Zandowski. He is aboard here in the seventh inning of play. And now coming up to the plate next will be Andrew Cassidy, the left fielder. He is 0-3 so far in this ball game. And now we're going to have Here's Andowski run for down there at first base. And coming back out for Midland and running will be John Nedels. Nedels is your base runner now at first for your Zendowski. So there's two men out for Midland here in the seventh inning. They've got a 5-1 lead over Hastings. The Broncos with only seven base hits so far the entire night. Three in the first ball game and four here in the second one. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away here out of play. Andrew Cassidy falls behind on the count of no balls and one strike. Matt Bennett throwing for Hastings now in the seventh inning of play. This is the third pitcher used by head coach Jim Bovee in this ball game. Addison Ives got the start, went three and a third. Colin Jones came on, and now Matt Bennett. Colin Jones ended up going 2 2/3 innings for Hastings College tonight. Was pretty effective out there while he was out there. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. One ball and two strikes to Andrew Cassidy. Coming up next, we've got Jake Loftus, and then we'll see Eric Christensen. At Midland, gets something going here in the seventh inning. We're in the top of the seventh. This one's scheduled for seven here tonight. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside and down low for a ball. Count even up at two balls and two strikes. So we'll roll the deuces on the old scoreboard here. Two balls, two strikes, and two men out. Midland now with 12 base hits in the ballgame here against the Broncos pitching staff. There's a high fly ball towards center. Mike Tomlin drifts over into left, right center to grab it, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over as Cassidy flies out to center field to end the inning. Midland scores no runs, one base hit, no errors, one left. We'll go to the bottom of the seventh with a score. Midland 5, Hastings 1.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So the Broncos batting down here in the seventh inning of play, bottom of the seventh. Hastings trailing in this ball game by the score of 5-1. Brent Hermanison coming up there first for Hastings, and who knows, Coach Bovee could be going to the dugout here looking for a little spark offensively. Daniel Nealon is in the on-deck circle for Hastings. Hermanison takes a strike here. John Faulkner is your pitcher for Midland. This is second inning of relief as Hermanison drills that one to left field. That's going to be a base hit. So Hastings gets a base hit now going to second base as Hermanison. He's going to slide in there safely. So Hastings now rolling over here. They're taking their time getting the ball back to the infield. Hermanison didn't hesitate as he went around first base. He dug for two, and Hermanison is aboard down there. To lead things off for Hastings here in this seventh inning. And now he's going to be run for. Coming out for Hastings is going to be Trenton Neal. Trenton Neal will be running at second base. So Hermanison gets a base hit to on left field. Ends up at second base. Hastings with a base runner in the seventh. Broncos came back the other day on Saturday. Scored two runs in the ball game against Northwestern to beat the Red Raiders in the second half of a doubleheader on Saturday by a score of 4-3 after being beaten in the first game 10-2. So Hastings trying to stay alive here. They're trailing on a score of 5-1 in this one. They're going to have to pull a rabbit out of the hat here in the seventh inning. Here's Daniel Nealon up there next for Hastings. With a man on at second base, that's Neal. Nealon so far still looking for his first base hit in this ball game, and he gets ahead on the count at two balls and no strikes here. 2-0 the counts. Nealon has walked. He has grounded out. He has walked again. So three plate appearances here in this second ball game. Nealon in the opener had a walk. Flew out once and grounded out once. So Nealon about due here in the seventh. He takes a strike here. Two balls and one strike. Daniel Nealon is senior from Arvada, Colorado. 6 foot, 175 pounder. In the leadoff position here in game number two. He takes a pitch outside for a ball. So three balls and one strike now to Nealon. Decker Brown is scheduled up next. And then Mike Tomlin. Neal is your base runner at second base. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. It's in there for a strike. So 3-2 the count now. Nobody out for Hastings here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Hastings trailing by four runs, needing four here to continue this ball game. Here comes John Faulkner. His little submarine pitch is hit right to a shortstop. They go to third base. A tag is made there, and the out is made. So Orsi goes to the third baseman. Camp Schneider makes the play on the ball down there at third. So they get the lead run down there at third base. So now we got a base runner on at first. That is one man out. As they go to third base to record the out there. This is going to bring up Decker Brown next. So Brown will take a strike here on the outside corner. Nothing and one to Decker Brown. Sacrifice in the first. Grounded out in the third. Flew out to left field in the fifth. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. Good grab there by the catcher Christensen behind the plate. 1-1 the count. Decker Brown hitless in this ball game. Had one hit and three trips to the plate in game number one. One man out for Hastings here in the bottom of the seventh. There's the ball hit right to the third baseman. Grabbing the ball there is a Camp Schneider, and that's the second out. He just got that one in his webbing of his glove there at third base. That's why they call her the hot corners. That was a hard hit ball right to Camp Schneider at third base. So Decker Brown lines out to third. And now there's two men out here in the inning. A man still at first base. That's Daniel Nealon. Mike Tomlin comes up there next. Tomlin takes a strike here. Nothing and one. Tomlin so far has flown out to left field. He has walked. Has flown out to center. Faulkner trying to finish things off here for Midland. There's the next pitch. They lay it in there. And it's going to miss. One ball and one strike. Player of the game and the coach's postgame show yet to come here on 1230 KHIS. Taking the lead down there at first base is Daniel Nealon. Here's the pitch. It's going to be line foul territory. Left field side. So John Faulkner gets a new baseball. He'll rubber down, take a stroll around the mound, and now back on top of the hill here. The count is at one ball and two strikes to Mike Tomlin. Hastings down to the final strike here in the seventh inning of play. Faulkner looks at the runner at first, throws one to the plate outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Tomlin can get aboard. We'll see John Rivera. Rivera's got a couple of base hits here in this ball game. He'd like to get a chance here in the seventh. Hastings been out hit here in this ball game, 12-5 now. Here comes the next pitch. It's outside for a ball. Three balls and two strikes now to Mike Tomlin. Two men out. They're not holding the base runner on over there at first base. Romalo is playing behind the runner there. Runner will be going here on the pitch. Three balls and two strikes. There he goes. The pitch is going to be outside for a ball. He walks him. So a baseline ball is given up here. Now runners are on at first and second base. Daniel Nealon heads down to the bag at second. Mike Tomlin is on at first base. And here comes the pitching coach out now for the Midland University Warriors. There's two men out here in the inning. And so far, this has just been a conference with the infield as they pull the entire infield in. So John Faulkner will stay out there. Hastings is trailing by four runs. John Rivera comes to the plate next. Mike Tomlin is on at first base. Daniel Nealon is on at second base. Here comes Rivera to the plate. Like we mentioned, Johnny's got a couple of base hits here in this ball game. He is 2-for-3. Drove home a run in the fifth inning with one of those singles. Comes to the plate now with two men out and takes a strike here. No balls and one strike to John Rivera. John started the day with a batting average of .313. He was 1-for-3 in game number one tonight. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Faulkner. They hit that one right to Orsi at shortstop. He grabs it, goes over to second base, and the ball game is over. So Vinny Orsi makes the play on the ball there at shortstop. He goes over to second baseman Jake Loftus to record the force out there of Mike Tomlin, and the ball game is over. Midland comes to town and knocks off Hastings College in the second half with a doubleheader, 5-1, after beating the Broncos 1-0 in the first ball game here tonight. So a sweep for Midland University as they come to town and beat Hastings twice here tonight, 1-0 and 5-1. Back with a recap of this one right after this.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
So Midland knocks off Hastings in the second half with a doubleheader tonight by a score of 5-1. Final numbers in the ballgame, Midland 5 runs, 12 base hits, no errors. They leave 7. Meanwhile, Hastings 1 run on 5 base hits, 1 error. They leave 8. Addison Ives will be the losing pitcher. He's now 3-4 in the season. Ives went 3 1/3 tonight, gave up 4 runs, 8 hits, no strikeouts, no walks. He hit a batter. Colin Jones came on and threw 2 2/3 tonight. Fared pretty well, had 1 strikeout, gave up 3 base hits and only 1 run. Then Matt Bennett came on and gave up 1 hit in the 7th inning. So Addison Ives is the losing pitcher, now 3-4 in the season. Tyler Brungard will be the winning pitcher for Midland. That's his second win of the season. He is now 2-6 on the season. He went the first 5 innings tonight, gave up 4 hits, no runs, 1 strikeout, 5 walks. John Faulkner came on through the final 2 innings. He had 1 strikeout, 1 walk, and 1 base hit. So Hastings drops to 10-22 on the season. They are now 3-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference and now must go on the road for the first time in the conference season. They'll play in Lincoln tomorrow against Nebraska Wesleyan beginning at 1, and it won't be until April 24th that we see the Broncos back at home here at Duncan Field. That'll be a non-conference game against York College, and it'll finish things off with doubleheaders against Concordia and the Doan College Tigers. What could be some big series there at the end of the season. Midland, meanwhile, has got new life here in the GPAC. They're also making a run here as they're now 4-2 in the conference. After splitting their doubleheaders last week, they're now 4-2 in the conference. They improved to 9-23 on the season. So Midland wins the first ball game by a score of 1-0. And Midland takes the nightcap by a score of 5-1. Stick around. We've got the player of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show as Bronco baseball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned for our post-game show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m. KHAS Radio.
Who would have thought that at last year's Taste of Home Cooking School, Guy Klinzig would burst out of the kitchen dressed as Elvis?
Walking through a party in the county.
Or that there would be not one, but 2 culinary experts. What might happen this year? Guy knows, and he ain't telling. But we can tell you that this year, Russ's Market and Ken's Appliance are the presenting sponsors April 26th at the Adamson County Fairgrounds. That B&B Carpet of Donovan is giving away a $1,000 gift certificate, and the first 500 in the door are guaranteed a recyclable swag bag with dozens of goodies. Brought to you by the City of Hastings. Allen's of Hastings sponsors the VIP tickets, which includes upfront seats and an autographed Taste of Home cookbook. And, oh yeah, now over 50 displays and booths, plus a food court. Log on to tasteofhomehastings.com for ticket locations. That's tasteofhomehastings.com.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or visit them online at hastingstribune.com.
So Midland comes to town, doubleheader sweep over Hastings College here tonight, winning 1-0 in the opener and winning 5-1 in the nightcap. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Not a whole lot of offense for Hastings College in the ball game tonight. 3 base hits in the opener. They had 5 in the second ball game. John Rivera, the hitting star, he got 3 hits in the 2 ball games here tonight. Brent Hermanison, he had a couple of base hits for Hastings College in the ball game in the series here tonight. Pitching wise, Kirby Wells in the first ball game threw well enough to win tonight. Gave up just 1 run, 6 strikeouts, 2 walks, 5 base hits, but took the loss as Hastings had little if any offense. They're all candidates for our Player of the Game here tonight. We'll come back and name our winner right after this.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Loveland area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Well, for the second consecutive outing, Kirby Wells is going to be our Player of the Game tonight for Hastings College. Kirby goes the first ball game, throws all 7 innings, gives up just 1 run, 6 strikeouts, a couple of walks, and 5 base hits. But he loses the ball game as Hastings could crank out only 3 base hits in the ball game. So he drops a 1-0 decision. But Kirby Wells will be our Player of the Game tonight for Hastings College. Stick around. We've got the coach's post-game show and a whole lot more coming up. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, just call 402-462-2131 or visit them online at hastingstribune.com. The Coach's Postgame Show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. The weather shouldn't be a surprise, so bookmark hastingslink.com. Click on the crystal blue City of Hastings banner for the forecast and radar on one easy-to-read screen, plus local temperature averages, sunrise, sunset, area advisories. Click again on the Nebraska H2O link for ways you can help our environment around your home and neighborhood. Nebraska H2O and the City of Hastings remind you, it's our water, our responsibility. Go green, get weather at hastingslink.com anytime.
It's time for CPI Mr. Tire's Tire Sale. The Mastercraft Strategy is long wearing, quiet riding, and on sale starting at $85 each. The Cooper CS4 Touring has all-weather dependability and starting at only $90 each. The Cooper Discoverer AT3 gives you stability for your light truck starting at $125 each. CPI Mr. Tire includes free mounting, balancing, rotation, and road hazard warranty, and they're close to you all across central Nebraska.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, your Lennox and Tempstar dealer, 314 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Call Tom Wissing at 402-463-6061.
Back at Duncan Field here tonight, Midland comes to town and sweeps Hastings College here tonight, 1-0 in the opener and then 5-1 in the nightcap. This is the Coach's Postgame Show. Before we get to head coach Jim Bovey, let's spend a couple of minutes with John Rivera. John came up with 3 base hits for Hastings College in the ball game tonight. John, thanks for coming up. A tough doubleheader here tonight against a team that we match up pretty well with, I think, don't we?
Yeah, that's what Coach just got done telling us, you know, he was like, he was pretty disappointed at the way we kind of came out and just put a zero up, especially when Kirby threw really well in the first game, only having 1-0, and then the second game we couldn't ever get anything rolling, it seemed like.
Didn't have a whole lot of pop up and down the lineup today, did we?
Oh, no, not at all. Not with only getting about 3 hits the first game and then another 5 in the second game.
Kirby, like you said, probably pitched well enough to win the opener here tonight as he gave up, one run, had 6 strikeouts, 2 walks. He gave up 5 base hits. Normally that's winning numbers for a pitcher, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Kirby's done that twice for us now. And, like, as hitters, we definitely need to start focusing up more at the plate, get him way more runs if he's going to keep coming out in conference and throwing like that.
Coach Bovee has talked about it in the last couple of pregame shows that we have had, that the offense just seems to be on a downward slide the past 3, maybe 4 weeks. Had the offense early in the season, and then the last 3 or 4 weeks, not so much. What's been the big difference here?
I would say the difference is probably maybe just a little bit of a lack of focus, or some people just trying too hard. For the top 4 people in our lineup, it's all their last year, and I think they're trying just to do a little bit too much instead of just going with the pitch or just doing whatever we have to do to scrap a run.
How do we fix that? Just get some more at-bats out there or what?
I would say it's just to relax. Like, our biggest thing I think we need to do is just relax, go out and play our game, which is really good defense and really good pitching, and then I think our offense will eventually come along. We need 1 inning, or like in a first inning, just to bust out and bust open on a team and then see where the offense can roll from there.
A lot easier playing with a lead there early in the ball game than trying to come back and scratch some runs out at the end of the ball game, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, so we're really looking for a uppercut, I guess you could say, in one of these games eventually to score 3 or 4 runs in an inning, or maybe even the first inning, just bust out.
So what looks so golden after a 3-1 weekend a week ago, all of a sudden we go back to 3-3, and now you guys got to go on the road. You won't be back here for a long time. April 24th, I think, is our next ball game here at home. So if you're going to get the job done in the conference, now you're going to have to do it on the road, and that's not easy to do in the GPAC.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what Coach Bovee was telling us. He's like, we're fighting for our conference lives now because we're back at 500. And once our hitting, I think, starts coming along, you're going to see a different team, especially with the way the pitching and the defense has been. That was kind of our worry about a month and a half ago was our defense, and now that's coming along, and so we just need our hitting to get back.
You were one of the mainstays a year ago when Hastings made the run at the end of the season, got into the GPAC tournament, then into the national tournament. Can you share some thoughts, some ideas with some of the younger guys on the team on how we can battle back and get a run going again?
Yeah, I think the main thing is just to stay strong. And other than that is just to really focus up at the plate. That's our main thing. Like, I keep trying to tell the guys, pick out or see the pitch early, see it coming out of his hand. And I think if we focus instead of thinking a little bit too much up at the plate, we'd be all right. We'd be a lot better.
You're on the road now tomorrow to play Nebraska Wesleyan, and from here on out, you just got, I guess, to scrape out every win you can get, don't you?
Yeah, exactly, and that's what I'm going to try and do, as well as the other seniors on the team. We're going to definitely turn this around, at least by tomorrow, if not by next week.
Yeah, you got some tough ones coming up here, like you said, on the road, but against some very good teams in the GPAC, too.
Yeah, it'll be a very good test for our team, and I think by the end, we're going to come out mentally better, we're going to come out a better team, and we're going to start rolling. So,
okay. Good luck down the stretch here.
Thank you very much.
That's John Rivera again, the 3 base hits for Hastings College and the doubleheader here tonight. But coming up on the short end is Hastings losing 1-0 and 5-1 to Midland. Stick around. Jim Bovee is up next as we continue with Bronco Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Your guys have to be able to.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, Jim Bovee going to join us now on the coach's post-game show. And, Coach, there's not a lot of pop, like we mentioned with John Rivera a couple of minutes ago, not a whole lot of pop up and down the lineup tonight.
No, it was a really frustrating night. You know, we just didn't do anything at the plate. And, And, you know, you got to give their pitcher some credit. But, you know, you get beat by a guy who's 0-3 with a 6.75 ERA and a guy who's 1-6 with a 7.71 ERA. And, you know, there's just, you know, there were no threats. And you know, Rivera hit a few balls hard. I thought Brown had some good swings. Hermanison hit a couple balls hard, but else, you know, we have some guys who've been productive players for us in the past that just aren't getting anything done for us.
Are we attacking the plate any differently? What have we got to change up there?
Well, you know, I think now it starts getting in your head, and you're everybody wants to get the big hit, and you know, everybody just needs to do a little bit. Most games our pitching has kept us close enough where. You know, we don't need a ton of big hits. We just need, you know, just need a couple hits here and there. And, you know, last week we were frustrated with our situational hitting. We didn't even have a chance for situational hitting tonight. We didn't get leadoff guys on. We allowed them to keep us off balance and hit weak ground balls. And you know, and that's a sign of some overeagerness and just not being focused and as smart as we need to be.
You were lonely over there at third base. We didn't get anybody over there for a long time.
Well, the only guy who tried to come over there wasn't supposed to, right after I told him not to. So it was not a good night for us offensively in any sense of the, you know, in any facet.
Kirby threw well enough in game number one to win that ball game.
Well, yeah, he sure did. I mean, it's frustrating because, you know, you get beat 1-0 and you're second-guessing one pitch. And, you know, you gave up one run. And, you know, it's frustrating. I'd rather get beat 11-0, you know, instead of wasting a good pitching performance. And like I said, it's guys who many have been productive players. You know, you spend all day getting the field ready so that you don't have to go to their place today or you don't have to postpone this to Monday, and you come out and you just play like this. It's just really disappointing. And a lot of our guys are embarrassed about it.
Addison Ives in the second ball game. Colin Jones got out there, and then Bennett finishing things off where he sings. Jones actually didn't fare too badly out there, did he?
Jones and Bennett both took a big step up from last week. I thought when they threw, they were nervous the last time they threw, and I thought they both took a big step up. So, you know, in the second game, if there was one bright spot, I'd say it had to be that those guys went out and really threw a lot better and looked a lot more comfortable than they did the last time they pitched.
So after things looked golden after the first week, Coach, sitting at 3-1 in the conference, we drop a couple of home games here tonight and now go to 3-3, and things don't look as rosy now.
Drop a couple home games to a team that's 5-24 coming in, Mike, or 7-24, whatever they were, and that's not good. You know, now we're fighting for our lives again. And, you know, I told the seniors, you don't like to get to this point as a coach, but, I mean, we've scored 15 runs in 6 conference games. We got to try something to get a spark. And I said, you got 16 games left. You're not guaranteed anything beyond that. You know, we got 14 league games and 2 non-league games left. And you know, we'll see what happens there. I don't think it can happen overnight, but you never know. One big hit can start things rolling a little bit, but we're just not you know, we're pressing to get it, and right now we just got a lot of guys that just aren't swinging the bat very well.
Yeah, we haven't seen the top 2 teams in the conference yet coming into this weekend, and Doan and also, Morningside. So we got some tough ones coming up. This is not going to be easy now down the rest of the stretch.
No, you know, you're right, Mike, because I was looking at the schedule, and I really thought this is a week that we're probably going to have to win 3 out of 4 if we really want to stay in the mix to be a top 3 or 4 team. You know, next week on the road is good. You know, Wesleyan's a tough place to play. You know, it's probably the worst park and the worst field in the league to play at. You know, we're playing back to back. Nobody else is playing at night and then turning around and playing the next day. You know, next week's not going to be easy. The 2 Sioux City teams, those are tough places to play. Then we got the long trip to Yankton and Mitchell. That's a tough place to play. And then Concordia, who might be the surprise of the league, along with Morningside and Doan back-to-back the last week. So, you know, you look at that schedule, there's no doubleheaders where you're saying, well, if the Broncos take care of business, there's 2 wins. That's not going to happen. You know, and if the way we hit tonight, you're going to be lucky to get 1 win anywhere you go. You know, hopefully we can get it turned around, but you're exactly right. The schedule does not look good right now.
So Hastings plays at Nebraska Wesleyan tomorrow. We'll go with the same 2 guys that pitched the second day of the doubleheader last week and trying to keep us around, and hopefully the offense can get cranked up.
Well, yeah, you know, the as a coach, it's funny because you spend so much of your time trying to plot out your pitching, and, you know, tonight we're going, well, who can we use that can kind of keep us close, but yet, You know, we don't want to burn them for tomorrow. If we happen to have a lead, we want the two guys that we like to throw with the lead, Williamson and Land, ready. And, you know, why are you wasting all your time making all these decisions regarding pitching when that's not your problem? You know, hitting's your problem. And, you know, you can try to juggle your lineup, but we're 32 games in. That's tough. I mean, we juggle a little bit tonight, the second game. That didn't really pay off. I just don't know what to do. I mean, we'll keep looking for a spark, but it's not obvious where to find it.
All right, so good luck tomorrow against Wesley. We'll catch you down the stretch.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Yep, Jim Bovee, head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos being swept here tonight by Midland in this doubleheader, losing the first ball game by a score of 1-0, and then losing the second ball game by a score of 5-1 in the conference baseball action here at Duncan Field tonight. Had some scores from earlier today. It was Briar Cliff beating Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 6-5. That was in the first half of a doubleheader there. Morningside taking two out of Dort tonight, winning by scores of 19-1 in one of the ball games, and winning the second ball game by a score of 8-2, and Hastings losing by scores of 1-0 and 5-1 in the contest here tonight. Broncos playing on the road tomorrow at Nebraska Wesleyan. It'll be a 1 o'clock starting time in Lincoln. So that'll do it for us tonight from Hastings at Duncan Field. For my producer and engineer, John Debron, back to the radio station, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening.
The Coach's Post Game Show has been brought to you by Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 314 West 2nd Street, your Lennox and Tempstar dealer. Call Tom Wissing at 402-463-6061. You've been listening to Hastings College Baseball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. Hastings College Baseball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.